Today, we're going to take on a faraway issue that may soon hit very close to home. The word drone probably conjures up images of remote-controlled planes firing missiles and killing suspected terrorists in Pakistan or Yemen. But here in the U.S., police departments are seeking to use the same technology to save lives.
So I'm doing basically a zigzag search pattern is what I'm doing.
James Hill is the president of Air Cover Integrated Solutions, a drone manufacturing company in Reading. You're listening to him show the Alameda County Sheriff's Department how to use a domestic drone.
So I'm looking in there to see if I can find someone that might be lost or...
The sheriff's office recently put together a proposal to add a drone to its public safety arsenal. After public outcry, the County Board of Supervisors tabled that proposal, but the sheriff's office still insists that a drone is a crucial public safety tool. KALW's Kyungjin Lee reports on the future of drones in Alameda County.
Clearly, the Battle of the Bay is now the Battle of the Bay Area to cope with a major devastating earthquake that rocked California at just after 5 o'clock. Some seismologists are measuring at 5.7. Some say a rather 6.7. Mm-hmm. Some are saying it's 7.0.
Back in 1989, Sergeant J.D. Nelson was on the front line of the Loma Prieta earthquake search and rescue mission.
I was the guy that crawled through the Cypress structure searching for people and bodies.
That's the Cypress Freeway in Oakland, where 42 people lost their lives.
Sure would have been nice to have an unmanned aerial system to search that for you instead of me or people like me that when we thought that Cypress was going to collapse.
Sergeant Nelson works for the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, and he's joined by a few dozen reporters and law enforcement officials. They're checking out the latest domestic drone technology. Several deputies are hovering over the drone control panel. It's surprisingly simple. A small black case with a few buttons and toggles. Looks like something a 12-year-old could master in a couple of hours. The viewing screen serves as a lid to the case, like a laptop computer.
The aircraft's in a fixed position. It's slewing the aircraft camera around. The entire platform is rotating.
Salesman James Hill shows a group of cops some key features on the Dragonfly model.
So I'm just flying by the screen right now. I'm looking to see if I can see someone in there.
The camera is located on the body between four small legs. Propellers on top of each leg control whether the drone goes back or forth, up or down. It's small, about 4 feet by 4 feet, and weighs less than 4 pounds.
You can see the track on Google Earth right here to my right, which is I'm using it as a navigator.
During a simulation, we look for someone hiding out in a field of solar panels behind the Santa Rita Jail.
There he is. There he is. Okay, so I've got him.
The Alameda County Sheriff's Department is convinced. Sergeant Nelson says it wants to buy one of these unarmed drones for search and rescue, apprehending suspects, and other emergency situations.
Cost of a helicopter is about $3 million with a $400 to $600 an hour charge. This, $40,000 with a nominal charge per use. The cost savings is tremendous for sure.
That might be good from a budget standpoint, but civil rights and privacy advocates are concerned about the potential abuse of this technology. Trevor Tim is an activist with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And he says the sheriff's department has not been clear on how it intends to use the drones.
The Alameda County Sheriff's talks about how he only wants to use these drones in emergencies, but then in the next sentence he talks about proactive policing and potentially using them to get marijuana growers.
The agency submitted a grant proposal to the Department of Homeland Security to pay for the drone. When Tim got a copy through the Freedom of Information Act, it triggered serious privacy concerns for him.
The Alameda Sheriff's Office, in their application for the grant, talked about they could potentially be used for finding, quote, suspicious persons or, quote, large crowd control disturbances. So, you know, we want to make sure that these drones are not being used to just spy on people when they walk outside their home.
These are issues that could come up for Alameda County residents very soon. The county is considering paying for a drone out of its own public safety budget.
Members of the board, thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
At a recent meeting of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors, Matt Cagle from the ACLU requested a vetting process to make sure the drone is used appropriately.
The ACLU of Northern California encourages the board to hold public meetings to discuss critical questions like whether drones are necessary, how much they might cost, and what safeguards should be put in place to prevent their abuse and invasions of privacy.
The ACLU is not alone in its concerns. A local group called Alameda County Against Drones is worried police departments may soon be able to intercept cell phone calls, texts, and GPS signals. And Trevor Tim from the Electronic Frontier Foundation says, just as the military uses weapons and acts of war, domestic drones can be equipped with lethal or non-lethal weapons, including tasers and rubber bullets.
And the police could basically use them on whoever they want, whether they're innocent or suspected of a crime or guilty or what have you.
So Tim wants to see regulations.
Policies that tell them when they delete data, that they can't share it with other agencies. What are they recording? What are they keeping? What are they using it for? We need to know all this information before these kind of get in the air.
Sergeant Nelson says if the Alameda County Sheriff's Department does get a drone, it'll write appropriate policies for use.
Privacy concerns are always a concern for us. We've had robots in our bomb squad and SWAT teams for 10 years now that are remote controlled. We don't roll those down the street to surveil people. This is a tool that's mission specific. I think if you have a person in their yard firing off a gun and we deploy one of these, I don't think the public has a problem with that.
The use of domestic drones is on the rise. The Federal Aviation Administration has issued more than 100 drone authorizations throughout the country so far. The Seattle Police Department was one of the first to receive permission. Under pressure from privacy advocates, it came out with a 14-page operations manual, which states that operators will maintain, quote, reasonable expectations of privacy as a key component in deciding to deploy the drone. It also includes restrictions against random surveillance. Still, many Seattle residents express outrage with the unmanned flyers during a community meeting in October.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say this is freaking ridiculous. Seattle police do not have the authority to surveil people. We're saying no. We're saying no to drones and no drones. We say no drones. No drones.
A spokesman for the Seattle Police Department says the drone won't be flown until the manual and policies are completed and they receive FAA approval. It may take longer to get that approval than officials first thought. The FAA recently announced it's postponing all trial flights due to privacy concerns. There's also federal legislation in the works that'll make law enforcement officials get a warrant before they use the drones. The question remains, will these measures be enough to ease the concern of Big Brother watching from above? The Bay Area may soon find out. In Dublin, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.